This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Tired but elated and ready for business. That's the mood today at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. Last night, the Mars Phoenix probe made a successful landing in the northern polar region on Mars. So it joins the two other Mars rovers that are still crawling around 4 years after they touched down on the red planet. NPR's Joe Palca is at JPL's Mission Control. Joe, what is this Mars Phoenix probe actually doing today? What's it setting about doing?
Well, right now it's in its checkout phase. There's a lot of systems on board this in this spacecraft. It's not a rover. It's going to stay put, but it's got a robotic arm, and it's got chemical labs, and it's got an antenna for taking pictures and an antenna for measuring the weather. So there's a lot of things that have to be tested. One of the most crucial is to see how much energy it's using to keep its various instruments warm, because it's at the North Pole, it's cold up there, and how much it's getting from the solar panels that have successfully opened up and are now taking energy from the sun.
It already has sent back some pictures of where it's landed, yes?
Yes. These are pictures that were taken partly for engineering purposes and partly for public relations purposes. If they had a successful landing, they wanted all the newspapers to have a picture on the front page today. So they sent back compressed pictures that give you a sense of where they are. It's a flat plane with a few little rocks on it and some kind of grooves in a polygonal shape that seem to be typical of an icy soil surface.
Icy soil surface. There's a key phrase, isn't it? Because ice means water.
That's exactly it, and that's why they've chosen this particular landing site. They wanted to go to a place where they were certain that if there wasn't actually ice sitting on the surface, and they haven't seen that yet, there was ice just below the surface. And the whole idea is to study this ice to see how acidic the water is that makes it up, how much salt there is in it, and maybe to see whether it was once in a liquid form at the pole, suggesting that there could in fact be water flowing around and maybe even living things floating in the water.
So you mentioned the probe arm earlier. This might be a unsophisticated understanding, but what I understand about this is it's got a little shovel or something on the end of it, and it's going to dig down into the Martian soil that's right beneath the lander, and then it's going to scoop that up and take it up and put it inside the lander, and then somehow it's going to analyze what's there?
I sort of think of it as a kid's toy chemical set, where you take up a little dirt and you drop it into a little tray, and then the tray goes away, and then you add a couple drops of water and you melt everything and you stir it around, and in the process of doing that you actually can get some pretty sophisticated science, some tests about, as I say, the acidity and the mineral content of what's in the water.
The Mars rovers we mentioned earlier, these things actually have been functioning for 4 years, and they're still going much longer than anyone expected that they will. This mission is expected to last 3 months. Is there some thought that, well, maybe this thing will survive beyond 3 months and we'll get more data from it?
It could survive a little bit beyond 3 months, but this mission has a problem the others didn't. This is in the North Pole or the North Polar area, and so when winter comes, the sun goes below the horizon, there's nothing to recharge the solar panels, to shine on the solar panels to recharge the batteries, and when the batteries drain down to zero, the mission stops. Now, it could possibly come back next summer on Mars when the sun comes out again, but they also say that the lander is going to be encased in a block of dry ice for the winter, and they're not really sure how the equipment's going to survive that.
Okay, so they got a deadline. They got to get busy. They got to get that data and go.
Yep, that's right.
NPR's Joe Palca at JPL's Mission Control in Pasadena, California, on the Mars lander. Thanks, Joe.
You bet.